In the news this week, Asplund Tree experts based in Willow Grove agreed to pay $95 million and plead guilty for repeatedly hiring workers without authorization to be in the United States. Separately, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made 107 arrests in Philadelphia last week for federal immigration violations. Joining me with perspective is Peter Pedamonte, co-founder and director of New Sanctuary Movement of Philadelphia, which works in part to track immigration enforcement. Peter, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Describe in a more general sense the work of your organization and in large measure helping to craft Philadelphia's current sanctuary status.
Sure. So we are an interfaith immigrant justice organization, and we work with 26 congregations across the city. And half of them are immigrant communities, the other half are non-immigrant, really coming together to live out our faith values, to welcome the stranger and love our neighbor, and create a city that's more welcoming and more just. So we were part of a coalition with other groups in the city that passed Philadelphia Sanctuary City Policy in 2014, which at the time was one of the best policies in the country. And what it does is it restricts the collaboration between Philadelphia police and immigration. And what we've seen is that it's a really solid policy. It reduces deportations and keeps families together. It makes us safer. People trust the city and police more. It also has helped build our city for immigrant communities and for everybody. For example, we have members who are small business owners, and they used to, before this policy, they would sell food in a, out of a cooler and a shopping cart. But every time a police officer drove by, they'd be very nervous because they knew Philly was collaborating with ICE. After this policy, what we saw is that they weren't scared of the police and also had trust in the city, so they registered their business. They were able to grow their business and hire another person and buy a food truck. I think what we're seeing is that this policy helps the economy grow as well.
Though, to what extent has that trust been newly compromised with the developments cited this week?
Exactly. I think that this operation by ICE is really brutal. I mean, it really feels like retaliation. What I believe is that these policies across the country were having an impact and were reducing deportations, and so ICE has been fighting them for a while. And this started before Trump. Under the Obama administration, the Department of Homeland Security was meeting with former Mayor Nutter and mayors across the country, pushing them and putting a good amount of pressure on them to change these policies. Under the Trump administration, what we're seeing is an escalation of those tactics to something as cruel this week, you know, where a lot of our members feel like it's psychological warfare. They're really spreading terror in the community.
Though ICE says they are prioritizing aliens with criminal convictions, and on the face of it, many would say, go for it.
Mm-hmm. So we don't believe that. I mean, despite what they're using for their public relations, the policy says they can take anyone they want. And the new priorities that Trump set up in his executive orders say that ICE can deport anyone.
It's discretionary completely.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see your efforts appropriately marshaled next? What's the priority?
We collected, you know, over 3,000 petitions and delivered them to Mayor Kenney last week. We've also held 4 prayer vigils across the city to remember the people who have been arrested in raids, in the last year. And we've seen more people than ever coming out to do really solid work, not just showing up for one protest, but doing the day in and day out work that it's going to take to really change things. And I think that gives me hope, that gives me strength. So this this last week, we've gotten many calls on the phone, but they unfortunately have been after the fact with people reporting. When that happens, we support people in 2 different ways. One is to really accompany them. So we make sure they have a lawyer. We make sure we help them find their loved one. And then we have people who walk with them, surrounded with community. So members will either go to court with them with 5-10 people or visit people in detention. And when we go to court, what that does is, you know, first and foremost, it just surrounds someone with community. Second, it makes sure that the judge and the court knows that we're watching.
We're talking about 107 arrests last week, but you mentioned arrests over the whole year. Around how many arrests were made?
So we get a pretty steady flow of people coming to the office or calling, saying, you know, their spouse has been picked up, their brother has been picked up, their son has been picked up. And so we probably get 4 to 6 a month calls. And of course, there's spikes and low points. But I definitely noticed when there's an operation, like shortly after the administration came in, there was a big spike during an operation that ICE did. You know, ICE is doing their work every day. And so, you know, we usually get about 4 to 6 calls a month. So there's a big spike this last week, Sunday through Wednesday. We had, you know, probably 15 to 20 calls about people.
Peter Pedamonte, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Peter Pedamonte, co-founder and director of New Sanctuary Movement of Philadelphia.